as in other Latin American countries, the construction is being made mostly with cinder blocks and cement materials.
Those houses are not healthy for the inhabitants. They're uncomfortable, they're unattractive, they don't have anything to do with the history of the country, and worse, they're damaging to the environment, and they're costly. This solution, we think, solves all those problems.
What I like most about these materials is that they can use what they have under their feet. Earth is a very good material to build, and I hope Nicaraguans recover the confidence they once had in earth construction.
It's very easy to sit together and produce these great ideas and have visuals that are digitally made, but to actually put it together, you start really working with the physical constraints of the world, whether it's just gravity, the nature of the material, the age, all the little things start becoming very important. I think that can only be taught through the hands-on process.
In architecture today, there isn't an emphasis right now, at least in my year, of materiality. Obviously, we can't really work with it to an extent in the studio. We have limitations there as well. But it's kind of nice to be here and just draw it out, sketch it out, and then spatially experience it for yourself firsthand as it goes up as well, kind of sequentially.
At first, the rest of the landscaping team and I were supposed to come here and just analyze the soil, see what was there, map the area out, and go back to Cornell and then design the garden. But we decided that since we came all the way to Nicaragua, we might as well start building and constructing raised beds straight away. I've really learned how to take decisions very quickly.
Here, the resources available and the climate and the plants around and every single factor is completely different. So getting this experience with what it's like to work with extremely desiccated soils, hot sun, and entirely different selection of plants is amazing.
As far as hands-on work at Cornell, we have absolutely nothing like this. What we are learning is from books and all in books and on the computer, and it doesn't have the same aspect. And then when we get here, just the feeling that what we're doing is real and what we're doing will have a lasting impact. As we get to know Mario more and more, we realize how excited he is to have this source of compost and better toilet system. It's really empowering, and ultimately, I think, completes my Cornell education in a way that just being at Cornell couldn't do.